New Music Faith.
New Music Faith.
Welcome along to our December issue of New Music Faith. This month we bring you an episode dedicated to two musicians, Stevie Agnew and Christopher Martin Smith, who after years of pounding the musical beat, have come together to produce an album of barroom brawls and love, hope and loss. A collaboration of two minds, a blend of outstanding talent, and a wee visit to New Music Fife.
New Music Fife.
Live sessions.
I'm joined in the studio today by one of Fife's hardest working musicians and songwriter, Stevie Agnew, and drummer and classical composer, Chris Smith. Welcome along to the studio, guys.
How are you doing? All right.
Good, nice to meet you. Now, Stevie, if I can start with you, I haven't used the term hardworking lightly. I remember reading an event page in the Dunfermline Press one week, and you seem to be in three places on the one day.
Aye, we're busy, aye.
Now, you have built up quite a good reputation for, if you can manage it, you'll play it. Is that correct?
Aye, more or less. I mean, we seem to manage to fit them all in. I mean, some of the gigs, like we've got one, Dropkick Murphys in Edinburgh, and it's a 1 o'clock start, so 3 o'clock, usually that's a band gig, so we all just meet up. Usually everybody's playing, you know, wherever they're playing, and we all just kind of congregate there on a for a finishing off gig sort of thing late on, so they seem to all fit in like plenty of throat sweets to keep going and that.
Actually, I would say your throat would be at your peak, would it not? 1 o'clock in the morning, or is it quite the opposite?
Well, everybody's drunk by that time, so they didn't really notice. So
I'd like to take you back a bit, Stevie. You know, like growing up in a musical family, I read a recent article regarding Bruce and Jamie Watson from Big Country, how Bruce never really pushed his son into music, but it was like something he picked up himself, like a natural progression. Was this the same as yourself, or was it like a natural thing to do?
I mean, it was just, there was always music in the, obviously in the house, so I sounds daft, like, but I actually can't remember not playing the guitar. Uh-huh. You know, I can always remember, I was always mucking about on it, like, you know. Yeah. It was always there, and I used to just sort of watch my dad and that playing, and he would show me the odd wee blues lick here and there. I think Ghost Riders in the Sky was the first tune. Dum 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 dum. That dum 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 dum. That was
not House
tune.
Of the Rising Sun. Then, like, I think
that was the other one.
Supposed to be the one we're all supposed to learn first. You know,
Johnny Be Good. That was another one. Like, you know, but it just sort of picked up.
So was it the guitar you've chosen?
Guitar and always sort of sang a bit. You know, just singing and guitar was always my thing. Uh-huh. Like, you know,
aye, great stuff. Now tell us a bit about your jaunts to New Zealand, where you've also built up quite a substantial following, I hear.
Aye, it's great over there. Like, I wish I was going away again this year, because it's their summer time's
just starting.
And so the last 2 years, well, actually we've had the worst winters. I mean, I left here, it was snowing, and I was over there, it was 2 months, I come back, it was still snowing. Lying on the beach. But no, it was my mate moved over there 2 or 3 years ago, and he kept phoning me and saying, like, you know, you need to come over here, it's great. And so I sent him a load of CDs, and he got me, you know, a load of gigs. And it was great over there, because the music, you know, I mean, for doing, well, our own material, obviously we do covers in the pubs and stuff, but we do our own material. It's mainly sort of country and blues, and there seemed to be a really, like, in the local pubs and that, they were right into all that stuff. It was like Frankie Miller and Bob Seger and people like that, you know. Just, there was a lot of that. I mean, there was a mix of stuff, but they had all that, so it was good. You could play, you know, like, the stuff you really enjoyed, it was good.
Great country as well.
Aye, it was magic. It just looks like, it's like the Highlands, except it's sunny and there's no midges. Okay, there's no midges. And because the ghetto winter, there's no spiders and nothing too, so that's cracking.
Yeah, sounds great to me. Now, Chris, you're involved with video and production side.
I am, yeah.
Of that, which I've been researching and had a look on your website, which I think is absolutely fabulous. I would urge anyone to go and check it out as well, because it's something I'm sure everyone would be really interested in. Now, recently I've been watching some great videos that he's been doing with ZTV. Is it Zoohog?
Zoghog TV.
That's a great project. It's based in Dunfermline.
Aye.
Giving freelancers a chance to showcase their work. Is this sort of a long-term project that he's involved in, or is it?
Well, I mean, it was just a thing. The guy David that runs it, I played his wedding. Pally was with the lassie's brother. Uh-huh. You know, so I ended up with the lassie married, like, you know. So, You know, basically, I done the wedding. You know, I think I only done the first dance for them. It was one of our own songs they wanted as the first dance. And after we'd done it, he said, we'd give us a bit of recording, you know, he'd do some videos for free, basically. So it was great. So we went. But we didn't have our own material ready at the time, which would have been good. Mm-hmm. Which hopefully we're going to do some videos for other stuff. But we just covered, it was a load of covers that we just done.
Classic tracks, yeah.
Aye, aye. But it's good for the face, you know, it's good to get out there, you know.
It's an absolute, I mean, the videos are great. And they're, I mean, these guys are just freelancers, aren't they? It's basically just somebody to showcase their work.
Aye, that's it. He done things like, you know, the Bruce Festival and the guys that fight with the swords and all that.
Yeah.
They filmed all that and he's, you know, just different things come up, you know. Aye.
Great stuff. Now, Chris and Stevie, yourself, have you known each other for long?
Well, I first met Stevie when he was, I don't know, about 13. He was playing...
A long time then.
Yeah. he was playing Johnny B. Good, you know. He was playing Johnny B. Good and we thought, who's this child playing so marvellously? And we were all blown away by him. So I've known him since he was a kid. And it's about 4 years now, I think, I've been playing drums for him. So
is it right?
Yeah, so it's been good fun, because I gave up playing drums for, I don't know, about 12 years. I hadn't picked a stick up, and I was just really concentrating on the classical thing.
Right, sure.
But, Stevie asked me, he said, you want to come along and play with the band? I said, well, I don't really play anymore, but I'll have a go. I don't know if I'm any good. But it's been fun.
So how many members are actually in the band altogether?
Well, in the band that we sort of do round, you know, the covers thing, the basic band is me and Chris and my brother Chris. He plays the bass. Uh-huh. We've got a guy, Dave Burnfield, plays guitar.
We sometimes
that's right, single skin.
Oh, he says to say hello, by the way.
I better say his name right, actually. He always says, what is it?
Dave Burnfield.
I did say I called him Benfold for years.
Yeah, I get it wrong as well.
I called him Wee Davey Burnfield, and he says to me, that's not my name, and I'm taller than you.
Yeah. and he's known him for 30 years.
Well, if I knew, says, I was my best mate. I didn't know his name.
What's your name again?
Oh, well, we've mentioned them now, so you'll be happy about that.
That's it.
Bernthal.
We've got a guy plays the keyboard with us, Liam Saunders, as well. But just like, you know, it depends, you know, there's a sort of group there.
We have a pool.
When folks free that can play and sort of thing, there's a sort of pool. So we've got two guys can do guitar for us, two bass players, or like that sort of thing. But in our own stuff, we haven't really formed the band as such yet.
At the moment,
we're just doing that. We're getting my brothers played a wee bit, and if we need anybody to do some, we're just getting them in to do things, you know.
Now, I'm going to go on now to talk about the new album that you're bringing out, Tales from the Barroom.
Tales from the Barroom.
Which is a great name for an album.
Thanks very much.
And now, you're a drummer and classical composer. Yourself,
completely incongruous combination, isn't it?
Yeah, now, you've worked with some great artists over the years, as has Stevie, and it's a meeting of different genres, in a way, and it sounds quite an exciting project. I mean, how did you actually come together to actually take this project on, you know?
Well, it came about from... when I first joined Stevie's band, and we had played some quite high profile gigs. We did we played the Alhambra with Nazareth, and we had a set of our own songs, and you know that was all very good, and Stevie had expressed his wish to write an album, and as the time went on, he said to me, you know, I've written lots of songs over the years with lots of people, but it's just never sat right with me, and I've never really found that style that I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Stevie's voice sounds best as country blues, definitely. Mm-hmm. Frankie Miller style, almost Bruce Springsteen, I suppose, in a way, some of the earlier stuff. And so it was really about, well, how do we write that style of music? And I said to Stevie, look, I don't know whether I can do it, but I'm usually okay at turning my hand to a lot of musical things, you know.
Sure.
Given the chance, I don't know whether I'll be able to do it, but I'll have a go. So we started to have a go. I said, what do you want me to listen to that I can draw some inspiration from? So he gave me a few things to listen to, and basically I started writing, and it was a bit ropey at the start, and I think it's coming together. Steve,
it's great. I mean, it's really coming together. It's like what you're saying there. I was the stuff. I've always I'm not like as myself, I'm not the greatest at lyrics and stuff. Mm-hmm. But as a writer, I've always more performed, and I could never get, you know, I mean, this. I just never really felt that we had the sort. I was ever doing the right sort of thing. When, you know, felt comfortable on the stage doing the stuff, and the new stuff we've been writing together. Well, Chris is writing it, and I've been trying to arranging it with him and stuff, and it feels like it's the right sort of sound. I can feel it when I'm singing it, sort of thing. And it comes across, I think, because when you do gigs, if you're feeling the music, I think it comes across the audience and that as well, you know.
I think it's because basically my next question was going to be along the lines, which was, you know, that, you know, you've made a living from performing covers over the years, Stevie.
Aye.
And on the songwriting side, you've worked with various musicians, and you've been very honest in saying you've never really felt comfortable with the style. Now, could the country blues direction you're now moving in be the album you've always wanted to write?
I think so. Well, it seems to be coming that way. It feels like it's been getting better and better. I mean, we recorded you know, a couple of things the other day, and, you know, like for yourself here, and it's really just, I mean, it's coming together, you know what I mean? It's like you said, and it's like we started, you think one's all right, and then it's, you're here, another one, and then it seems to be that one, you know, it's really coming together.
It's a progression, yeah.
I was going to say that, when you mentioned that, it feels natural, and that must be a relief in a sort of way. Aye. Because obviously when two people come together in a collaboration of different styles, which is a big different style.
Oh, aye.
Chris,
aye.
From what you've been used to doing.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
To working with Stevie. And I suppose when it blends and it clicks, it must be a great feeling.
Oh,
well.
It's great. Because, I mean, we talked about it for a good wee while before we actually done it. And I don't know, I'd kind of lost interest a bit in the kind of, I just kind of thought, accepted that I was going to just be doing the covers and playing, and then this came along and it's given me a real buzz, a real boost. It's great to be doing something like that again, and, you know, and even like say the day, it was ideal when you asked us to come and do this, because it's just at the time we've just started, you know, and I'm glad I could come on the show with our own material, rather than just coming and going, aye, we're just playing round the boot and all that. You can.
Absolutely, yeah. How many songs have you got now for the album?
Well, we've written about 10 so far, but we haven't recorded them all. We've got, I don't know, three or four finished.
Aye, and then there's loads in the pipeline, sort of thing, yeah. So
our plan's really to try and write maybe about 20, 25.
It's coming thick and fast, though, eh? There's a lot of, I mean, every time I see you, you've got a new idea. I'm saying you need to slow down when you get this one finished. Again.
Now, you brought some songs.
Aye.
With you today for us to play on the New Music Fife. Now, we're going to play Winter Rain, one of the first songs today from the album. Tell us a bit about that song.
I'll let you tell me, Chris, because you're the writer.
Well, the song's about loss. It's about a man losing his wife to cancer,
right.
And it's quite graphic. And really, I suppose everyone's been touched by cancer. We've all had someone that we've lost or know someone that's died of cancer. I lost my father 7 years ago to cancer, and you know, I think it's a subject that's probably quite close to a lot of people's hearts.
It is.
So that's really what the song's about.
That's right. Okay, lads, we'll give that a run just now then. This is called Winter Rain from Stevie and Chris.
On a warm day in September, my sweet Sally got the call. We sat staring at each other, trying to make some sense of it all. Another round of coffee, and we held each other well. As the sun shone down upon our backs, with thoughts as black as hell. We spoke about so many things, and how we'd paid our dues. I thought I heard her whisper, perhaps life's not much to lose. She said it's not the dying, but the pain she couldn't bear. Asked me if I'd set her free, once this dark road took her there. And I could not heal her sorrow, I couldn't kiss away her pain. And the tears came down cold and clear, just like falling winter rain. Thank you. On a cold day in December, I brought my Sally home. Hair falling out into her hands and poison in her bones. And the pastor held a vigil on the last day of the year, offered prayers for Sally to a God that didn't hear. And I could not heal her sorrow, I couldn't kiss away her pain. And the tears came down cold and clear, just like falling winter rain. Under a gin clear sky, your silhouette cast shadows across my soul. Empty eyes, skin and bone, face turned to the wall. I lay my head upon her and I took her hand in mine. Swore we'd be together in some other place and time. Heart that day, I laid my love to rest. And the pastor spoke of many things about Sally we love best. I looked upon my lover's face and no one made a sound. Kissed my lovely Sally's lips before laying her in the cold, cold ground. The silence it arrived today, condolences have passed. I'm trying to find some comfort in the bottom of a glass. They say time is a healer and it can mend all things, but I cannot reconcile myself to everything this old world brings. And I could not heal her sorrow, I couldn't kiss away her pain. As the tears came down cold and clear, just like falling winter rain. No one can heal my sorrow, no one could kiss away my pain. And the tears came down cold and clear, just like falling winter rain.
The New Music 5 podcast with Stuart
Miller. Now, I read a great article many years ago. I'm all articles today, by the way, for some reason, you know, about the Proclaimers. When they were still in their infancy, the headline was California Dreamin'. And they basically packed their rucksacks and the guitars and they headed for the west coast of America. Pretty rough at times as well, but worthwhile to bring the music to a wider audience. Now, obviously, with the advance in the internet these days, you can reach the world with your music. Now, is it something you're considering when the album's completed, heading over to America, as the music is targeted basically at that kind of audience?
Definitely, aye. Well, we're talking about going over... Well, the idea, we were actually going to sort of like maybe... With the Facebook thing and that first sort of sell the album, you know, like as a download thing, make a bit of cash. We're talking about doing an album launch in the Carnegie Hall, doing a thing, you know, to launch the album. But really, once we make the money, we're talking about going on to either going to America, depending on how many we sell, or we're talking about, you know, just sending to all the radios, making a good package and getting to all the country and the blues stations in America. That's
sure.
The plan, isn't
it? There's lots of them as
that's
well.
That's roughly the plan, isn't it?
That's the plan, yeah. Try and target all the radio stations that would be suitable.
And hopefully for an invite, basically.
Well, that would be great.
It'd be even better. If we can get paid for you, that'd be much better. Okay, now the second song on the album, All That I Can See. Is that another one you've written, Chris?
Yeah, it's basically... about, well, the story is, you know, the concept of the album is Tales from the Barroom. So these are all tales of things that you might expect to hear, you know, when you've got your friend who's drunk in the bar and he's breaking his heart, or you have someone who's moaning about their wife or whatever. You know, you get the whole gamut in a pub, don't you?
I think there's lots of stories you can draw on from there. Like,
so this story basically is about a boy who's in a class. It's a true story. I'll not tell you who it's about, but he's in a classroom and
with no lawyers,
and a girl walks in, and his heart almost stops when he sees this girl. She's just the most beautiful girl that he's ever seen, and he falls instantly in love with this girl. And as the years go on, he develops a relationship with this girl as a friend, and gradually, you know, as he's fantasizing about spending his life with this woman of his dreams, the fantasy really becomes more important than the reality of it, and it becomes a point where it's impossible for him to ask her out, because if he was to be rejected, he would lose everything, he would lose his fantasy as well. So this is from the perspective of him now being 20, 30 years down the line and looking back with regret. That's what the song's about.
Excellent.
And you met Elaine's. Elaine a mention.
Yeah, I'll give Elaine a mention. Yeah, Elaine's helped us out with some harmony on this.
Great singer.
Yeah, Elaine Shorthouse.
Okay, let's have a listen.
You had my heart inside your pocket and couldn't see. Too young, too shy to keep your company. I guess in all us being together was never meant to be. Oh, it's been 20 years, it seems. All that I can see.
Regret does lonely things inside a man. Thoughts of you bring feelings you can't understand. I still see your face, and in my dreams you're still the same to me. And in the eyes of this old fool, you're all that I can see. Heard you found a love who makes you smile. And if I could only see you for a while, I'd tell you that you've always meant this whole world to me. And even after all these years, all that I can see, still all that I can see.
The New Music 5 podcast, in association with Splash Radio and S950 Recording Studio.
Now, the album covers a wide range of topics that will relate to everyone and delivered in the country storytelling tradition. Topics like cancer, regret, loss, and love. Now, are these subjects that are very close to your hearts?
Yeah, well, you know, I think
you've mentioned cancer before.
Yeah, I think you know, an artist writes for himself, really, doesn't he? Uh-huh. First and foremostly, then perhaps for a wider audience. So, I think it's, you just have to draw on any kind of inspiration that's around at the time. And I was saying to Stevie on the way through in the car, you know, there are little poignant pointers that have been coming up over the last couple of months, you know, when I've been thinking about an idea for a song. For example, I'd thought about writing a song about someone who takes an old coat out their wardrobe. And in this coat, you know, they haven't had this coat on for 10 years, and in this coat there's an old photograph of a lost love,
right?
And maybe a comb, you know, because he doesn't have any hair anymore, or,
yeah, yeah,
you know, things that he doesn't need anymore. Sure. So that was the idea I had for a song.
You can see how he's handy for the songwriting. It's great. He's like this. He's a philosopher.
I just think of that, yeah.
He's like this all day. It's great.
So that was my idea for the song. I haven't written it yet. I've only written a few lines, but just yesterday, spookily enough, I went round to my mum's, and I said I'd lost my dad 7 years ago, and mum was saying, Chris, have you not got a winter jacket? You'll be freezing out there, you know. I'm fine, Mum, I'm fine. Look, I'll get you one of your dad's old jackets, you know. Yeah. So she brought down this lovely fleece that my dad used to wear all the time, and so I put it on, I put my hand in the pocket, and there was his comb.
Away.
Really? And a photograph of him just before he died.
It's a sign that we're going to be millionaires.
And I just thought, oh, goodness, you know. It was really quite spooky.
I'll bet it was.
Yeah.
My God. Now, Steve, you've played in loads of bars. You could probably draw a few experiences for the
was it the 16 Years song? I've met a few of the characters.
Oh, yeah. That's a great story.
That's the other song, anyway. Well, you can tell them that story. You're America, weren't you?
Kentucky. Tell us about Kentucky. Well, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I was on tour in the States, and the very first thing that happened was we flew into Cincinnati in Ohio, and it was a rookie pilot, and he hit the tops of the trees on the way in, which was all mildly terrifying.
Oh, dear.
So we had to pull up and go around again. But anyway, we landed, and we drove for hours into the sticks in Kentucky. And in the middle of nowhere, we had to stop for the night at this terrible motel. And I would say it was a one-horse town, but I didn't even have a horse. You know, there was a bar and a motel. That was basically it. And this bar was called the Kathmandu.
Oh, great.
And everyone was tired apart from me. And I thought, okay, I'll go for a pint. You know, so I went into the bar. Now, it was like that scene from the film, when you walk in and the place goes silent.
American Werewolf in London.
Oh, Deliverance.
Yeah.
I'll get to that in a second. So I got into this bar, and this huge guy at the bar, he was one of the biggest men I've ever seen, went, "What kind planet did you drop off?" And I says, "Well, I'm not from another planet, but I'm from Scotland. Can I buy you a whiskey?" So I was okay for a while, until he insisted that I visit the can with him.
Oh, dear.
Well, now we're talking about Deliverance. I'm sure everyone's seen that film. That was exactly what was going through my mind at the time. So I had to flee, you know, for my life, and I managed to get away with it. So.
And this is where you got the inspiration for the 16 Years, the other songs, right. that one.
This is what the 16 Years songs are. It's about a complete madman in a bar.
Well, we're going to finish off with that one. Yeah, the 16 Years, you know. I did read a bit about that, I must admit. I was laughing when I read it. It's amazing, some of the experiences we have to go through to.
There's no place for a Kelty boy to be.
I'm looking forward to listening to that one. So listen, when do you think the album will be completed and ready for...
As soon as possible, really, but we're taking our time. We want to get our pool of plenty of songs by the time. But, I mean, I was thinking, I says to Chris, I turned 40 on the 1st of May, and I says it'd be nice to have a first album before it, maybe, sort of, you know, it would take the...
It'd be great, you know. We just need to make sure that it's right, you know.
Of course, it's not something you're going to rush. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a really great album. So it's
we'll take our time. When it's ready, it's ready, really. But it's, you know, it's every time you get a song that's like that Winter Rain, and really chuffed with that, and you're just dying to get it out, but you've not got enough songs yet for it to be out. So you just have to take your time. But you know, when you get one, you're dying to like get it out there, you know.
And it's still in your home recordings, Chris, is it?
Yeah, pretty much. I've got a little studio set up at home, yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, then. Listen, thanks for coming into the show today.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Stevie, Chris, taking time out to talk to us here on New Music Fife. I wish you all the best with the new album. And I'm sure after hearing what we have today, many people eagerly await the finished product. Now, we're going to finish off with 16 Years.
Thank you very much.
The story you've just told about. So good luck, and thanks for coming in again.
Thanks, Dusty.
All the best.
Buddy, you're messing with the wrong kind of guy. I beat you to the ground and I spit in your eye. Better best know what you're gonna do.
Gonna open the whole world of hurt on you.
Well,
spent 16 years on a Birmingham farm, working for the governor, old Uncle Sam. Seen them come big and I seen them come tall.
The harder they come, boy, the bigger they fall.
Surrender now, bitch, be quick. Gonna give you a whooping, gonna cut me a switch. First like a hammer, kick like a mule.
Call for your mama, sonny, don't be a
pistol in my pocket and a razor in my shoe. Skull on a muscle, devil tattoo. Don't hide by my son, boy, if you do.
Gonna open a hole, kid, of trouble on you.
Fife Podcast in association with Splash Radio and S950 Recording Studio.
Well, that's it for 2011, everyone. Thanks to all our guests who took the time out to come in and chat to us here at New Music Fife. We'll be back in 2012 bringing you the best in new music from around the kingdom and beyond. Have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
New Music Fife.
New Music Fife.
Yes, is it time to come and chat to us? Yeah.